Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Norbert, what did you think of the people who ran 3,000 miles across the country to raise money for childhood obesity? Remember that? It was in 2015.
Yeah, I remember, and I thought kudos to them, but it just sounded nuts. I mean, can the human body take that?
Good question. Scientists actually studied these ultra runners to see if there was a measurable upper limit to human endurance. The race across America took place over 20 weeks from LA to Washington, D.C.
Researchers measured 5 men and 1 woman by giving them water containing stable isotopes of hydrogen and oxygen. It allowed them to measure these isotopes in the runner's sweat, urine, and breath in order to find the amount of carbon dioxide they produced.
Carbon dioxide levels are directly related to how many calories they've used. By the end of the race, the data clearly showed that there is an upper limit to human endurance. This can be described as the amount of energy used when exercising compared to what's used at rest, which is called the basal metabolic rate, or BMR.
So, for short periods of exercise, human endurance is limited to 5 times a person's BMR. But for long endurance sports, the study found in all cases, the runner's energy expenditure leveled off at 2.5 times the BMR.
At this point, the body cannot convert food to energy fast enough and begins to use stored fat. So one lesson from this study is that athletes preparing for long endurance events need to eat more to build fat reserves.
Fascinatingly, pregnancy's metabolic toll is similar to an ultramarathoner's. My wife will have one more reason to make me thank her.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.